So, welcome back to the FM Football Podcast, our first podcast episode of 2024. You're listening to Emmy,
Amelia, Happy New Year, everyone.
and
Divya, hi.
yeah. So, I'm really looking forward to catching up with you guys, and yeah, talking through. We've actually got quite a lot to get through. We've got to get through the WSL table. We've got to get through goal of the month. We've got to get through goalkeeper corner. We've got some good news, but also we've got some controversial news, and yeah, just other great football stuff to talk about. So keep listening. Right, shall we kick off with the WSL table?
Yes, let's do it.
Yes.
Yes, we shall.
Next time, like.
Yeah, so Chelsea at the top, 31 points. Man City, not too far, 28, and Arsenal both on 28 points. Man United, yeah, looking very unlikely now, down there in fourth place on 21. Yeah, so what do we think of the start of the year? I don't think there's been any big shocks actually, has there, in the last couple of weekends?
Not big shocks, but I do think it's great to see Liverpool so high up when they came back into WSL.
I know, yeah, they're actually doing really well. They're sitting in fifth place above Tottenham.
How do you feel
Yeah.
about that?
I am still reveling in the fact that Tottenham beat Arsenal last year at the Tottenham Stadium. I'm still on a high from that. That they did manage to beat
Crazy.
Arsenal 1-0. I'm happy. Yeah. No, I'm really happy for Liverpool. Like you said, obviously getting knocked out of the WSL and then coming back up. I think I remember when we first started following the WSL, yeah, they were right at the bottom most of the time. So it's, yeah, I'm happy for them.
Actually, no, Divya, you mentioned Sam Kerr earlier and how that would affect Chelsea, but I have to admit, James is on fire as usual. I don't know, like, when she played, they played against Man United and she got that hat trick. She was unstoppable. Whenever she gets the ball, pff, like, just incredible. Like, I think it's interesting though when she plays in the World Cup, because I think she gets quite frustrated when you see how happy she is when she's doing well, but I think she can get quite frustrated if it's not going her way. So I think, when she's up to a bit more tougher, like, defenses and stuff like that. But yeah, Chelsea, I think even though Sam Kerr's not here, I think they're going to be all right. Especially with more the new signings also they've got coming in.
Exactly. And yeah, I just like touched on that what you said about Lauren James. Yeah, obviously playing in like a big World Cup tournament, a really, really good experience for her, but it must be quite nerve-wracking. And yeah, having a fantastic start for this year, and hopefully, yeah, we'll just see her mature and grow and get even better. But yeah, what you said about signings, yeah, I think Chelsea did pretty well. Did you see that they got the that Colombia
Yeah.
midfielder, Ramira, over to their team? Yeah. So I remember seeing her in the World Cup, and yeah, she was looking pretty strong and pretty physical. And I always say that when I was looking at it, I was like, oh, I forgot how good like the Colombian football kit was in the World Cup.
Oh, yeah.
That like purple galaxy thing. I was like, oh, that's such a
That's
nice
it.
kit. That's good news. And
And then talking about, goal scorers. Buddy Shaw from Man City is just top goal scorer at the moment. Yeah, she's on fire as well. And Man City have done really well, actually. Like in the past seasons, I've just felt like they weren't on the top form, but this season, I feel like they're bringing their game back.
Yeah, I think they've underperformed in recent season given the kind of caliber of players they've had. They've had quite a good squad for like the last couple of seasons, so it's been interesting. They have been sort of competing, but obviously not got anything to show for it really. This looks like it's shaping up to be a good race, and obviously, as we were saying with Emma Hayes leaving at the end of the season, that also gives kind of an extra emphasis for the players. So I think they were discussing after the Champions League game as well, like they want to kind of go out on a high or like send her off on a high kind of thing. So it's like an added motivation for them to kind of get the wins, win the league, win the Champions League, win everything. They're going to want to win everything for her. I'd love
That'd be
it if they
great.
did.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Like, what a great story that would be. And yeah, obviously they've never got that Champions League trophy. But yeah, I would love to see them do it. I really would.
And then they've got that type of motivation. And then you look at the bottom of the table and then there's another type of motivation. I don't want to like get relegated.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, Bristol City lost against West Ham. So that was a really important game for both of them to win. But yeah, West Ham beat them. So now they're coming 11th and Bristol's coming 12th. It's still tight at the bottom with only Brighton and Everton with 11 points. So there's still a chance for Bristol if West Ham just don't win the next few games. But
I think I'm actually pretty shocked about West Ham, to be honest, just because I think they've got some really great players in their team, like, you know, England player Rachel Daly, Mackenzie Arnold, Australian goalkeeper. I like loved watching her all World Cup. They're one spot away from relegation.
I think it just shows that you can have individual players that are amazing, but you just got to get the right recipe, isn't it?
It's teamwork, isn't it? Work. It's all about teamwork.
Maybe they haven't got the right seasoning.
Goal of the month, Amelia, but also you could actually say goal of the year so far.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I was quite slow on that. Yes, so what? Should we do goal of the year so far?
Go and hit me with your best shot.
Okay, so I don't know if I'm being a bit sentimental with my choice this month.
I think I've got the same one as you.
Yes. So that's probably why. I think we've probably gone down the same route. And go on, who am I talking about?
You're talking about Miedema getting her first goal back after her ACL injury.
That's it, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, so that game was Liverpool versus Arsenal, and Arsenal beat Liverpool 2-0, and Miedema scored the first goal. And like Emmy just said, it was the first goal since her ACL injury, which was December 2022. It was a great goal outside the box. I felt like we saw the old Miedema that we're used to. Great strike. And I was just really happy for her. You could see how happy she was in her celebration. Mm. And yeah, I feel like, yeah, she's back now and she's ready to rumble.
Yeah, like an emotional first goal after that really long injury. And it was a really good one, actually. Like a big shot outside the box. Like, impressive one. I was also just really happy for her. See her go through that journey and come back. And I thought we might have the same one.
And actually, it's not about the goal, but a player who actually helped with the build-up to the two goals that were scored in that game. I just want to do a quick mention to Emily Fox. So I didn't know much about this player, and it was only because of that game that I spotted her. She's a new player, just joined in January this year. She's a right back. She's come from the US. She's represented the US team, and she's only 25 years old. But I think the fact is she's only been here for like, I don't know, 3 weeks, and she's helped, she was instrumental for those two goals getting in the back of the net. She's already making an impact, and she's a bit like a Lucy Bronze in my eyes. You know, it's a right back that makes, you know, comes forward, makes you know, the game happen. So keep an eye out for her, Emily Fox. But yeah, do you have any other goals in the month? Anyone, Divya, any more, Emmy? Anything that sparked your interest?
Oh, actually, I think one of my top goals this year was actually Divya's goal on Tuesday at training.
Divya, tell me all about it. What happened?
Well, first of all, I was in goal. And I didn't
So you witnessed it.
Yeah.
She had the best view.
I had the best view because it was coming towards me. And I was like, there's no way I'm putting my hand out to stop that because it'll
take your hand off.
Take my hand off, yeah. it was a very good, quite a tight angle Divya had. And she powered it in on the inside of me. With a really tight angle, so it wasn't expected
near post.
That way. Yeah, near post.
Well done, Divya. Wish it was on
Thank
camera.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Same, to be honest, because I would never score a goal like that again.
Did you celebrate? Or did you just do like a little fist pump to yourself?
Divya was really cool about it.
I just smiled and then we were done. It was last goal wins.
Last goal wins, so she won.
Wow. Did you run up the pitch, or was it like a team effort, or was it all just down to you?
No, it was a team effort for sure. It was some good interplay, and then when I got the ball on the right hand side of the goal, like I was in a position to cross, but I didn't really see any options. And then I saw that Emmy had like just kind of moved off her line a tad forward. And I was like, let me just try.
Well,
amazing.
Try and get it in.
I was just like, there's no way she's going to shoot on the near post at such a tight angle. But she did.
Yeah.
It was very powerful.
So, thank you very much. What I was going to say, though, it's not really goal of the year, but I just wanted to quick shout out to Leah Williamson,
yeah,
who is back. And I'm so, so happy to see her back. And obviously, when she came on in her first game back, she almost immediately assisted Beth Mead, in scoring her goal. So I just thought that was really nice to see.
Yeah.
It's just nice to see them both back and both like link up really well.
So it's that time of the pod yet again. Amelia, dying to know, who is our goalkeeper for Goalkeeper Corner this time?
Rachel Laws. Now you're thinking, why Rachel Laws? Who is Rachel Laws? Well, I decided to choose Rachel Laws for our Goalkeeper Corner this month because I picked her out of the new WSL sticker book because she was the first goalkeeper that I got for it.
Oh,
so
okay.
I thought that was quite
okay.
Nice.
I need to know more about this sticker book. So that's an official WSL sticker book.
Yes, it's the first one ever in women's football. Well, in the UK, I don't know anywhere else, but...
Oh, and where did you buy those stickers from? Like, from local news agents?
Morrison's.
From Morrison's.
I actually went to every, when I was down south, actually, because I live in Scotland. So when I was down south, I went to, like, news agents, WH Smith's, you know, all, like, well, you know, if I was at a petrol station, I'd quickly jump in, because, you know, they always got the magazines and stuff. But they didn't have it. And then I was up here in Scotland, and then I went to Morrison's, which I don't usually shop at, just in there just by, because I had to go and find a butternut squash. Didn't have that in Tesco's. Anyway, so I went to Morrison's, and I just thought, oh, there's a magazine rack. Looked, and there it was. I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
It was there. So we bought some stickers. It's quite expensive, though. It's like £1 for a pack.
And how many in a pack?
Like 5.
Oh, that's like 20p a sticker.
It's an expensive hobby. So I don't know if we'll finish it, but but yeah, no, it's fun though. It was like being kids again. Anyway, going back to Rachel Laws, who's the goalkeeper for Liverpool. She was actually part of the Liverpool side that won the 2013 WSL title. So that probably tells you her age. She's a bit older. She's 33. Yep.
So has she been playing for Liverpool since then?
No. Okay. So she actually only played for Liverpool back then because she was on loan. So she previously played for Sunderland and then she played for Reading. And now she's just gone to Liverpool. Well, not just now, she went to Liverpool in 2020. She's actually had quite an impact on the Liverpool team because she won the club's Players' Player of the Year in 2021/2022 season, which shows, you know, the players have chosen her, so they must like her and she must, you know, bring something to the team. But also in the 2021/2022 FA Women's Championship, she won the Golden Glove Award.
Mm.
So, yeah, so, she's been around for a long time. She got called up to represent England in 2014. In 2014, so
okay, well,
10 years, about 10 years ago. But she actually didn't get to play. She was substitute, but she hasn't been called up since. And that was for like a qualifying World Cup game. When I watched the Arsenal versus Liverpool game, I thought, God, that goalkeeper's good. Like against, you know, Arsenal strikers, you've got Beth Mead, Miedema, Fuld, Russo, and the most recent game Liverpool lost against Arsenal 2-0. So, and you could see the impact that Rachel Laws had. She made some cracking saves. So, yeah, that's my highlight, my spotlight on Rachel Laws. So, everyone,
yeah, thank you.
She's from Newcastle.
She's from Newcastle. Ah, Geordie, eh?
Yeah, Geordie.
Very good. Thanks, Amelia. Yeah, when you said that you were looking at that keeper, I did have another look at the Arsenal-Liverpool replay the other day, the weekend. And I thought she had quite a good game, actually. Missing good saves.
Yeah.
And so that was your first sticker you put in your book, more importantly?
I don't think it was the first one, actually, but it was the first goalkeeper I put it in my book.
Oh, very good.
So I thought it was a nice way to, because I think it's sometimes hard to pick a goalkeeper, you know, I don't want to favouritise, favouritising. But yeah, but maybe the next one will be the second goalkeeper I get.
We can just set up, rebrand the podcast to just Amelia sticker book.
Yeah.
And what's Amelia got next in her sticker book?
Exactly, there's so much.
And how far, another question, how far away are you from completing your sticker book? How many percent do you think you are through?
Well, I'd say there's, I think there's 349 stickers in total, and I think I've probably got 30. Like I say, £1, you know. And, so what's that? That's fine. Already. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, yes, yeah, I have to get a loan out. And my second question is, and how up to date is the sticker book?
Well, I'm guessing now with the transfers that just happened, it's not going to be. But it's this, you know, this season, so I've got a few more months left.
Yeah,
and actually, like one thing that's not right is, don't know if you've just seen it, but Brighton's manager's been sacked.
Yes, I just got that in the news earlier.
Yeah, so Melissa Phillips has gone. She's redundant now in this book. Should I put an X for her? Is that a bit hard?
Yeah, they'll have to make another edition of the sticker book and you'll have to buy that one next.
Yeah. At least she made it, though, on the first WSL book.
Well, that's something to tell your grandkids, isn't it?
Yeah. And guess, look who's in the front.
Mary Epps, 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 Epps. Okay, so because of the recent Conti Cup drama, as well as doing my good news this episode, I think we should do bad news or more controversial news. So Man United have been knocked out of the Conti Cup by a error in, what is the official term? What's the name of the player who, they had a funny term for it, like when the player played for the other team.
Cup tied. Yeah, so that just means you've played in that cup competition before, but for a different team, and therefore in the same season you can't play for another team in that same competition.
Cup tied.
Cup tied.
So, David, do you want to talk us through what happened?
Oh, sure. No pressure. So, Conti Cup. There are five groups. So the winner of the five groups were going to progress to the quarterfinals, and then the two best runner-ups, because Chelsea had a bye. I can't remember why. I think it was because they're participating in the Champions League, or there's some reason why they got a bye through to the quarterfinals. So anyway, it was the two kind of best placed runner-ups. So before people realised what had happened in this game, Man United were through as best runner-up, and Villa were going through as top of their group. So effectively what happened is Villa played Sunderland. They fielded this ineligible player.
Ineligible player, yes.
Yeah, yes. And she was ineligible because she was cup tied. And essentially the FA opened their investigation, but then they decided essentially, well, the conclusion was that Villa forfeited that game. So they were just deducted 3 points, and those 3 points were awarded to Sunderland. And what that meant was Sunderland were now one of the best runner-ups, so they essentially leapfrogged United. So conclusion was United get knocked out because they're no longer one of the two best runner-ups in the groups, and Villa still went through at the top of their group because they had so many points. But yeah, it's very controversial because, as we were discussing, I don't know, it could give rise to kind of like match fixing type situations if you can do that kind of thing. I'm sure it was an honest mistake, but to have them kind of still progress in the tournament, it's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's a really weird one because, like, I don't know why you'd try to get away with that, because I don't know. I feel like, you know, if the player in question, Noel Moritz, played for Arsenal 3 times during the Conti Cup group stages before going to Villa. But surely that player knows that they played in the tournament. Like, is it just like a blur of football and you're like, oh, did I play that game? What did I do? I don't know. Surely they know that you've played in that, you know, before.
I'm in agreement with you, Emmy. I think, yeah, you played three games, like, and isn't this like a standard rule? Like, I don't know how.
Yeah, like tournaments, you could like that. You could probably get away with, like, you know, not in any leagues or anything. You know, when we do our like our Sunday 11s. Actually, I have played for different teams than that, but I feel like it's a few different. I mean, no, I have not. I would never. But yeah, obviously, it's such a high level, and you know, like Arsenal, Villa, like top WSL teams that you people are going to notice.
Yeah, it's a very strange thing to like drop the ball on, because it's quite a dramatic error.
Yeah, and I feel really sorry for Man United.
Agreed. I think they're quite hard done by. I mean, because having said that, they didn't do well enough to obviously top their group. So there is that.
True.
They were going through as kind of best runner up. But it is just, the fact that Aston Villa are still able to participate in the tournament. So they haven't been disqualified from the tournament. If it was the case that perhaps United would knocked out another team, managed to kind of get through, maybe it wouldn't have felt as big a deal. But it's because Villa have essentially benefited because they're still going through. Well,
they're some of them
benefited, obviously, but yeah.
Yeah.
They've gone through as well.
Yeah. 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 I still feel, and obviously, you know, you just said, obviously, Man United didn't do well enough to top the group, but, you know, it doesn't look like they're going to be winning the WSL. So, you know, what are they going to win this year?
No, exactly. Yeah, I guess it does give them a chance to win a trophy. Well, not anymore, but
no,
it would have given them a chance to win a trophy. If you're not good enough, you're not good enough.
You tell them, Div.
Give me some good news, Emmy.
Yeah, go on, what's the good news? Oh, you want some good news.
I'm asking you for the good news.
Okay, so I've got a few things, actually. So good news. Have you seen, there's this film coming out, guys, coming out in cinema on the 8th of March, which also coincides with International Women's Day. Fitting. Thought they did this on purpose. Yeah. So it's from the executive producers, Serena Williams, Venus Williams, and Alex Morgan. And it's a film that tells the forgotten story of the Women's World Cup, Copa 71. So that's Mexico World Cup 71 women's football. And it looks great. Like, I can't wait for this to come out. It looks great. So it tells a story. And I've heard like bits and pieces about this tournament before. And like, it was like a really big deal. And like, so Women's like World Cup in 71. Like, the stadiums are packed. Like, hundreds and thousands of like people there. They're like, this is such a big event, and it just kind of feels like it's got a raise from history.
I've never heard this. What's the film called?
Copa 71. I just remember hearing that this was happening because I heard it on the radio and thought, this sounds so epic.
Yeah, and because I've heard things like, obviously, an unofficial England team went to play for it, and then it was like this big tournament, and like 100,000 people there, like packed, like a really big deal to have this World Cup here. And then when they came back to England, like nothing, like no one ever knew what was going on.
That's crazy.
I know, yeah. So it looks mad. And yeah, I'm really, really forward to watching it. So there's some good news. So that's a forgotten or hush story is coming to life again. And now, you guys want to hear more of the light-hearted football news, the other parts of footballers that we like to know about, apart from just their football skills.
Yes.
This is more the gossip section. They're not really gossip, but you know, we like to know what our favourite footballers are doing in their life off the pitch as well as on. I was really excited to see. It is really, really cute that Vivian Miedema and Beth Mead. See, they're together. Both for Arsenal on their Instagram. They got a dog together.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and they've called it Miles Miedema, but they spelt like Miedema, like M-E-A-D-E-M-A. So it's like Beth Mead.
Oh, right. Yeah,
so they've
like
bunched their names together. And I just think that's so cute.
That is so adorable.
And that is commitment as well. Sorry, but dogs for life, isn't it? 18 years plus.
Well, maybe things are getting serious there.
Yeah.
House of Miedema. And I thought that was really funny. Like, imagine like dating someone who had the similar last name to yours, and then you merge them together and let you both win. That's the dream. So Mile Miedema. Mile Miedema.
Love that.
So and then clever. The second bit of other good news, I especially spoke about them in the podcast last episode. We were talking about Sam Kerr and Kristen Mewis getting engaged, really exciting. I mentioned obviously Mewis plays in the USA and Sam plays in Chelsea. And, you know, you wondered, oh, who's going to go where? And Mewis has come over here to play in the WSL. So that's good news. So another... Yeah, part of the transfer window. Obviously, Mewis coming over to play for West Ham.
I wonder how she feels about playing in East London compared to like where she's kind of come from and what she's used to.
She's probably freezing.
It'd be so interesting. Well, yeah. Do you see that funny? Actually, there was that funny video about her. I think it was like she'd just come on in that game and it was like her debut game and she was trying to take a corner for like. Ages. The ball kept rolling away because it was one of the I don't know many storms that we've had, and she kept putting the ball down and it kept like blowing away.
Rolling.
She's still getting a really good cross, but I just thought, welcome to the WSL, welcome to
England.
Mean,
she must love Sam Kerr to come over here and put up with that.
She could exactly
be playing over there, so there you go, testament to her love and devotion.
At least Sam Kerr's available to go and watch all our games.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I know.
Poor Sam.
I guess that's still the lining, Amelia.
Yeah.
I bet she's like, I could have stayed in the USA. Sam could have come over here and watched me. She's not playing anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
I wonder what happened at the end of this season with obviously Emma Hayes going. Like players like obviously Sam Kerr. Great player, like loves Chelsea, but it'll be interesting to see what impact the manager leaving has on the players as well. Like, whether some players will go, because you know, obviously you feel affinity to a club when you've been there for so long, but I imagine you feel affinity towards like a manager that's coached you for so long as well.
I think if we want to know if Sam Kerr is staying in the WSL, just look at what Mewis's contract length is.
What is it?
No contract length specified. Rumours are it's 18 months, but it's unconfirmed.
Yeah, so we've got Sam Kerr for 18 months.
So, Emmy, what matches are coming up for us to look forward to?
Yeah, there's some good ones coming. Let's get away from the WSL a little bit because there are some England games in February. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's just some casual friendlies, but I think, after a bit of heartache after the Nations League, we can do with some morale boosting and some Serena magic. So, yeah, I'll be watching. We've got England versus Austria on the 23rd of February, and then England versus Italy on the 27th of February.
And it'll be interesting to see what her lineup is.
Yes, that's true. It's always very exciting with the lineup, isn't it?
Yes. I think hasn't Wiegmann extended? I think she's extended her contract.
Yeah. So good news. So she'll be there for the next World Cup.
Isn't it like 20? I could be wrong, but I think it's to 2027.
It is. Yeah, 2027. Mm. I think we joked about this before, Amelia, like, because obviously Emma Hayes, Chelsea head coach, is going over to be head coach for USA. So in 2027, will there be like a USA, England, ooh, Hayes, Wiegmann?
Fine. Yeah. That would be pretty epic.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
And looking to the WSL, yeah, there's some good ones. Obviously, you know, we spoke a bit earlier about competition on that table, so yeah, you've got to see what happens next. So in February we've got West Ham v Arsenal. Actually, that's very soon. The podcast might not even be out by then. But looking at some other big games, we've got Chelsea Man City on the 16th of Feb, Arsenal Man United on the 17th of Feb. They'd be pretty good. I'll be watching Tottenham versus Villa on the 18th of Feb, hoping for Tottenham to get some more points. And then, yeah, I'm quite excited about this. I've got tickets to the Arsenal Tottenham game Which is going to be at the Emirates on the 3rd of March. And hopefully you'll be there and Divya, but we might all be sitting in different places at this rate.
Yeah, but we'll be representing from different corners of the stadium.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Maybe we can work out some sort of like hand signal so we can communicate with each other.
I'll get my little binoculars out because I'm out at the Emirates.
Yeah, so some good football coming up.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you for everyone for listening, and make sure to give us a rating in my podcast iThingies and Spotify. Give us a follow. I've got some pictures to share on the Instagram of Emilia's sticker book, so I'll be sharing those.
And if you're about on the 3rd of March and you're at that game, come find me with your stickers because I need to get some in my book.
So if you're Tottenham Arsenal at the Emirates, meet us there. Do some swapsies.
What are you eating, Divya? Is it nice?
Yeah, it's a cottage pie.
Did you make it?
No, absolutely not.